everybody. Welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, March 20th, 2020, and we are in the middle of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, but we're going to make this video anyways, and we're going to get started like we do every single week over on YouTube. In YouTube news, YouTube has warned their creators and users about an increased volume of video takedowns during the COVID-19 pandemic. YouTube has ditched the trending section on the iOS and Android apps and replaced it with a section called Explore, which essentially is the trending section, but also some other stuff added in. The COVID-19 pandemic has late-night talk show host flocking to host vlogs on YouTube right now. Now let's dive in to Google. A Google search update may have started rolling out on St. Patrick's Day the 17th and appears to still be rolling out. The right side featured snippets, those are the big boxes with lots of information, typically all from Wikipedia, so you could just go to Wikipedia anyway. That is disappearing on Google's desktop search and appears to be showing up in the middle column before all the search results instead. Google has released a new type of event schema to try to help with all of these event cancellations during the COVID-19 pandemic. Support for Google Ads will either be unavailable or heavily delayed as we are still kind of going through this pandemic. Google has sent all the support staff home, so they're trying to work from home. We're going to see how that works out. Don't be surprised if you try to get ad support from Google and you can't. Just like Google Ads, Google My Business support staff has been sent home, and they said that we should expect delays or have unavailable support for Google My Business. Google My Business support is typically worse than Google Ads, so don't be surprised if it's even worse than what you expect it's probably going to be. Google Maps appears to be testing showing how many people mentioned a specific word in their review of a local business below another review that mentions that specific word. For example, if I reviewed a restaurant and I said it had a great atmosphere, Google Maps might highlight the word atmosphere and tell a user three other people mention atmosphere in their reviews as well. This appears to just be a test as it's really hard to replicate, but local SEO Andy Simpson noticed it and tweeted out the screenshot. So thanks a lot, Andy. Hi, how you doing? And look for that. If that becomes a thing, that'll be really neat. In Facebook news, Facebook is now allowing users to opt into desktop dark mode and also into the new desktop web design. To help address small business concerns during the COVID-19 pandemic, Facebook has announced a $100 million small business fund. That money is going to be distributed either as Facebook advertising credits or as cash grants from Facebook. My guess is it's probably going to be mostly ad credits that they're giving out. The idea here is to help small businesses most impacted by the pandemic. That's probably going to be bars and restaurants. So look for a lot of those ads in your news feeds. And if you're a marketer out there or a restaurant owner or a bar owner and you're being impacted by this pandemic and you know you're going to need a marketing push, an advertising push when you come back, you may want to check this out and apply for it. Over on Instagram, Instagram said they will not approve any new AR filters because all of their reviewers for the AR filters have been sent home during the pandemic. A report by The Motley Fool says that Instagram is about to start paying IGTV creators. And we've already talked about this in the past, but this report says they're doing it specifically because they want to try to compete against YouTube and or to take YouTube creators away from YouTube. If you remember right, YouTube makes $15 billion annually, and that eye-popping number has probably attracted a lot of attention in the tech community. Do not be surprised if you see other apps and platforms also doing the same thing, trying to lure those very now lucrative creators away from YouTube to their platform so that they can sell ads against that content. All over the world, but especially here in the United States, celebrities and musicians and actors and other types are taking to Instagram Live to entertain people stuck inside, either those people practicing social distancing or those who have been given a shelter-in-place order, which is essentially the government forced quarantines that we're hearing about in other parts of the United States right now. This is really cool. I'm not actually a huge John Legend fan, but he's the one that was brought up as doing this. And so give a big shout out there to John Legend and say thank you to all the musicians and all the actors and all the celebrities getting on Instagram and going live and trying to entertain people and keep the spirits up. You're all really awesome. Thank you so much. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat, which some experts have said is probably the best poised to thrive and even grow during the COVID-19 pandemic, actually crashed for a few hours earlier this week. It is back online. Probably not the first crash we're going to hear about. If we're being honest, we're probably going to see more tech stuff crash as everybody is overloading all of these platforms right now. We take you now to Bing. Bing has announced that they will not be putting a hold or a freeze on search algorithm updates. A bunch of SEOs asked Bing, and I'm guessing also Google, if they would suspend the algorithm updates. Google obviously replied by releasing an algorithm update, or what looks like one on the 17th. Bing came straight out and said, no, right now people deserve quality content. Search algorithm updates are all about ensuring quality content is surfacing in the results, and so Bing doesn't see a reason to suspend any search algorithms during the pandemic. Here we go to Reddit. Adweek reports this week that Reddit is seeing a massive surge in traffic, and as a Reddit moderator, I can actually concur with this. Some of my subreddits, which don't see a lot of activity, are seeing a flurry of activity right now. So if you're a Reddit moderator or you run a subreddit as part of your business, you may want to just double check or spend a little extra time doing that while you work from home. There are lots and lots of people taking to Reddit right now. And we know that when there are lots and lots of people somewhere, there's also going to be lots of scammers and lots of spammers. Here we go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn has a new ad format called conversation ads. And full disclosure, I haven't actually tested these ads yet. So what I'm about to say is all from the article I read. But to me, they look like they are going to be conversations that you can kind of build into an ad. You create the content, people engage with the ad, and then it drives a lead into your LinkedIn advertising inbox, I'm guessing. Again, I'm not 100% sure, but it sounds really neat. They look interesting. It's definitely, if you're running LinkedIn ads, it's probably worth a shot to start testing those, especially right now since you're working from home. Over on Twitter. Twitter is removing tweets. That is a big emphatic yes. They are removing tweets. If they think your tweet will lead to somebody else contracting COVID-19, they are completely deleting and removing that tweet. I'm looking at you, John McAfee. Bonus round! Social media websites, which started off this pandemic shy to talk about it, are now telling users that there's a good chance their AI moderation tools have taken over for the most part, and they're probably going to make lots of mistakes. So be prepared, watch your posts, watch your ads. AI is going to take down a lot of stuff. Earlier this week, Facebook actually had a pretty big error. I was the first one to notice it, where they started taking down almost entire websites or just large chunks of content from websites like Business Insider if they mentioned COVID-19 or the coronavirus in any article or any Facebook post. So especially for social media managers, while we're going through this pandemic, really need to focus and pay attention. And if you see something, you've got to report it. We've got to try to get somebody at these platforms to take action. Take to Twitter like I did. That seemed to work on Facebook, which is very rare, by the way, that that actually works. But find ways to try to get your clients' content to be not removed by these platforms while we're going through all this. Amazon has suspended inbound shipments of non-essential items. If you are an Amazon seller, this is an absolute kick in the junk. This probably hurts really, really bad unless you sell toothpaste and toilet paper. I don't think that anybody expected this. Amazon is absolutely massive. Obviously, they don't want this to happen. If you're an Amazon seller and you do not have your own storefront, even just on Shopify, where you could try to redirect people to and get some cash flow going, that is now becoming a gigantic, huge error. Spend this time building that storefront out so that you never, ever, ever have to 100% rely on Amazon in a time of crisis like this again. Nextdoor has released two new features on their social media app and website. One is called Groups, which they've actually been testing for a while, and the other is called Help Map. Nextdoor says they think both of these features are going to help users kind of cope with and share information about the COVID-19 pandemic. Uber Eats has waived all delivery fees for independently owned restaurants during the COVID-19 pandemic. Grubhub, another food delivery app, has announced a $100 million deferral program for delivery fees for independently owned restaurants. Now, that doesn't mean those fees are being waived. If you're a restaurant and you're promoting the fact that you're on Grubhub, remember that you're going to have to pay those fees after the pandemic passes. So just want to clarify the difference. Uber Eats says they're waiving the fees completely, and Grubhub says they are deferring them until after the pandemic has passed. That is an indefinite period of time. We don't know when that's going to start accruing. So make sure that you track that as a restaurant owner, as a restaurant manager, as the marketer in charge, whoever is the one doing that. Make sure you track that so you know how much you're going to have to pay Grubhub when this is all said and done. That brings me to my rant of the week. It's a new section where I get to complain about something that really bothers me. Something really bugs me about food delivery apps, and that is the fact that all of them charge restaurants a delivery fee, but they also charge the person making the order, you guessed it, a delivery fee. So they're basically double dipping and doubling down on their revenue by forcing restaurants to pay them money to be available so that you can order the food for delivery and then also pay them money. That seems kind of counterintuitive to me, and also just straight up crappy. That is just an awful, awful way to treat other businesses, especially right now. So good on at least Uber Eats for waiving them. Bad on Grubhub for deferring the fees, which shouldn't exist in the first place. Thanks for tuning in to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. I hope everybody out there in podcast land is staying safe, staying healthy, and staying away from large groups of other people. If you found this podcast helpful, please tell a friend about it. And if you have any questions, comments, or you want to give a suggestion for a news piece or something we should cover, head on over to the joeyoungblood.com website. I'll talk to you next week.